when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ. May Allah distance from His mercy the community who saddled their mounts, placed their bridles, and patrolled to combat with you. Regarding the last word, لِقِتَالِكَ, we said that this is very important because Imam Hussein's immaculate character is more evident than the sun. But what happens to someone when he does not see the sun? فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارَ, as the Holy Quran says, وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Indeed, it is not the eyes that turn blind, but the hearts turn blind that are in the breasts. However much you explain to a blind person the nature of the sun, he will still fail to understand it fully. The fault is not with the sun, but with the one trying to understand it. So that's why history informs us the likes of Ibn Sa'd, who had turned blind at heart. And history also informs us of those who always enjoyed the beauty of the divine sun. One such example was a man called Kamil. In the previous episode, we read some parts of the story mentioned in the book of Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani. Now we continue that story. We said that Kamil answered to Ibn Sa'd when he understood that Ibn Sa'd is getting ready to fight against Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He said that I had met a monk with your father, we were traveling, and that monk predicted that we, the Ummah, would kill Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then Kamil continues, the monk said, indeed I see that you are close to the killer of this pure offspring. I swear by Allah that if I were to be alive during his days, I would protect him myself from the heat of the swords. Thereupon I said, O monk, I seek protection of my soul from being the one who would fight against the son of the daughter of the Holy Prophet. He said, if you are not the one, then it is a man close to you. And indeed his killer will have half the entire punishment of the people of hellfire. Indeed, his punishment is more severe than that of Pharaoh and Haman. Then the monk closed the door at me and entered to worship and refused to give me water. So I climbed my horse, I got to my companions, and this Kamil, talking to Ibn Sa'd, said, your father asked me what delayed you from us, and I spoke to him about what I heard from the monk, and he said, you are right. Then Sa'd informed me that once he had alighted at the monastery of this monk, and the monk informed him that Sa'd would be the man who will kill the son of the daughter of Holy Prophet. And Sa'd became frightened and was afraid that you, who were nearby him, may be the one who would kill the grandson of the Prophet. So he separated you from him and put you afar. Therefore, be aware, O Umar, that you rise against him, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. For if you do so, you will have half of the punishment of the people of hellfire. This is the complete response of this man, Kamil, to his close companion, which is Umar ibn Sa'd. This is how he answers Umar ibn Sa'd.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right, or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, brothers and sisters, this was the story of the discussion between Umar and the one whom he sought advice from, Kamil. When the news of this conversation reached Ibn Ziyad, he summoned Kamil. He cut off his tongue. Kamil lived only a day or a part thereof, and thereafter he died. May Allah have mercy on him. So, تهيأت لقتالك, تنقبت لقتالك, means fighting Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who innately encapsulates the humanness of the human being, is like fighting with the entire human beings. This is a Quranic principle worthy of contemplation. The Holy Quran says, مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَٰلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. That is why we decreed for the children of Israel that whosoever kills a soul without it being guilty of manslaughter or corruption on the earth is as though he has killed all mankind. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And whosoever saves a life is as though he had saved all mankind. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَمُسْرِفُونَ. Our apostles certainly brought them manifest signs, yet even after that, many of them commit excess on the earth. Killing Imam Hussein alayhi salam is like killing the entire human caravan. Every human being is identical with the rest of the human beings in his human structure. So killing one extension thereof is like killing all. And Imam Hussein in himself represented the entire nation. He was an ummah himself. The Holy Quran speaks of Prophet Abraham, the idol breaker, as ummah. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمْ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا. Indeed, Abraham was a nation obedient to Allah. A hanif, he was not of the polytheists. So, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, explaining the comprehensive existence of Abdul Muttalib, says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ جَدِّي عَبْدَ الْمُطَّلِبِ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. And this is what Imam Hussein alayhi salam was. He was one ummah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين.